King, at peace, the vessel. The clown was in the sky. And I beheld the star and I'm fine. With a million questions why. Every hole that tore my soul that day, I still carry them with me. By sheer determination and God's grace, I remain beneath it. Eyes with the pilot, threw my fist into
well,
me.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that's an emotional show, emotional song. That song you're listening to, I believe, if not mistaken, is called Sacrificing Liberty at the Bottom of the Sea. That's pretty much the theme song for that great movie, a heart-wrenching movie, Sacrificing Liberty. In case you just tuned in, it's about a four and a half hour long movie that was designed, built, produced by True News with Matt Scal, who we have on the line tonight. What an honor! All you people, me, everybody, our American people that are listening to this show, I do believe it's the direct intervention of God that we're trying to get this news out. You know, before I go back to our men, I'm just going to say this. There was a Congress lady, Cynthia McKinney. She said, I heard her say with my own ears, and I'll make this quick, that every single congressman that comes in, every new congressman that's elected, comes into the Capitol, they have to sign a pledge. They have to, get this, they have to friggin' sign a pledge to support Israel in every endeavor, regardless of who's right and wrong, regardless of who starts the war, et cetera, et cetera. You know, people, I'm a little bit emotional, so I forgot who we were talking with. When we come back to Gene, I'm going to go back to you, Gene. You take over the steer wheel, fella.
No, we had just talked about the most serious attack on the Liberty was the torpedo attack, and Bob and Phil were telling us of the horrific casualties of that they took when that torpedo exploded into the side of the hull of the ship, and it was a miracle it didn't explode inside. It hit an I-beam, and that detonated it and saved probably the rest of the crew from going down with the ship. Now, one thing we did want to point out is that the Liberty wasn't an armed warship. Now, they had, as I understand, it had some 50 caliber guns on deck, but not enough to defend themselves against an air attack. And a lot of those guns were knocked out in the first air attack. So basically, they were defenseless when these torpedo boats came after the ship. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely is correct. And, you know, Everything was done basically on the first pass, Gene. And by the way, thank you for your service to our country, too. It means a lot to me.
But, I didn't know anything about this when it happened. I was in Marine Corps officer boot camp at Quantico, and we didn't get any news in there unless the world started ending just outside the Marine base at Quantico. We were pretty much shut off from everything. Shut off from everything there. But I've heard these stories down through the years. No, you don't need to thank me. I need to thank you, gentlemen, for what you went through. And compared to my service, compared to your service, I wouldn't be qualified to clean the head on board the ship there. So you're the man
that's what I did for years. I cleaned all the toilets and all the urinals. So I've been there and done that.
Well, you're way ahead of me. There would be another job on board ship that's worse than that. That's the one they would put me on right there.
Yeah.
So,
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, Gene. I apologize. Before I lose this thought, it's been said that there was a shot fired that the captain ordered some sailor to go up there and fire a shot off the starboard gun mount. But I was just there, and there was no way that gun would ever fire. I knew how to do it anyway, but it wouldn't fire, and the captain said we fired a shot, but that probably gave him a reason for the torpedo boats thinking we were hostile. Now, I mean, this cover-up is so bogus, it just makes you want to throw up.
It does. It does. And you know, we hadn't really gotten to the worst part yet, as bad as it was. Now, y'all finally limped into port. Was it in Cyprus where they put the ship in dry dock?
Malta.
And I've seen the pictures. This thing, the ship looked like a piece of Swiss cheese. There were so many holes shot in it. And then they repaired all of those to make it look like basically nothing had happened. Y'all were taken back to the States, to Norfolk or Little Creek, right there outside of Norfolk, the naval base there. And what did the Navy officers tell you to do once you got back? That to me is the worst part right there.
Well, I brought the ship back, but we went over with our own power, and it was a skeleton crew, and it was a very sad trip to come back with your shipmates still down below, in my view. But no, we got no fanfare. We got nothing. We were treated terribly by our government. And I gotta say, I've done a lot of different things over the years, but I've never, ever, ever met anybody quite like True News, Mount Scowen, all of them. And like you guys, you know, when you come on a radio show, if there's anything bad to say about Israel, you're automatically anti-Semitic. And I've had that for so many years, I just can't stand it. The men that donated the library were called anti-Semitic. I went to the State Department, I was anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
I think one thing that we skipped over, too, was before they got to Malta, they were Admiral Kidd came aboard and dressed all of them down, and especially dressed down Phil, and told him to never talk about this to anybody. That was before they even got to Malta.
That's the point I wanted y'all to make. That is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard in my life, that the Navy chain of command turned their back on their men. And my heroes in the military have always been our Confederate heroes, like Bedford Forrest and Thomas Jackson and Lee. I cannot imagine one of those men turning their back on a fellow Confederate soldier, but how can our own Navy turn their back on the servicemen that just came through a horrific incident like that? And as I understand it, they threatened you with court-martial if you said anything about this or talked to the media. Is that not correct?
It is correct.
Yeah. I want to say one thing about Bob Scarborough. Those guys and the CT spaces and the engineering didn't flinch. They stayed at the duty stations when certain death was on the way. Now, what kind of men does that take? Think about it.
That's unbelievable. That's That's the highest caliber of American military right there. The seamen that were on board that ship.
One of the things that bothered me the most is that after the attack and we were in Malta, the only people that could go down for body recovery below decks were the people like me with a top secret clearance. So we all had to go down there after what we'd just gone through and pick up body parts.
They made you recover the bodies. They didn't send a team from a morgue or anything like that on there. They made you do that.
That's correct. We brought up 19 bodies and assorted body parts, and six of our shipmates were not found.
Yes, sir. That part of the story has never been told.
That was the most important thing for me as directing this film. That story had never been told.
Man, we gotta go to a quick break.
Go ahead, yeah.
I hear the music coming in. We gotta go to a quick break. We're gonna play some more of that great music, the theme song from Sacrifice and Liberty. We're gonna be right back with the guys. Listen to this song, people. It's heart wrenching.
And while you keep them in the dark, you store up wrath that you cannot erase. No, it remains, but if it helps you sleep.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this new kind of freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio people, this is an awfully emotional show tonight. That song you just got through listening to, in case you're just tuning in, is the theme song for the movie Sacrificing Liberty. And people, if you will, before we close the show out, I want, well, let's do it right now. Matt, how can people get that movie, Sacrificing the Liberty? How can they order that?
Yeah, you can go to sacrificingliberty.com. You can rent it there. Stream it. You can get a think it's a 7-day stream, or you can buy the film. It's a 4-part documentary, so it's 4 parts, about an hour each part. I think part 4 is an hour and 20 minutes, so about 4.5 hours of just the thing. The great thing about this film, too, there's no narration throughout the film. This is told by the men who survived the attack, and then some experts like Peter Howman, who wrote a book, Operation Cyanide, about the attack. So there is zero narration. It's literally told by the men who survived it. You can go to sacrificingliberty.com. You can get a DVD. You can stream it, or you can rent it.
Matt, I'll tell you something else, too. It's very well documented.
Piece of documentation that it ought to be required viewing for everyone in this country to see what happened and,
yes.
and the cover-up. The attack was bad enough, but the cover-up was just absolutely unbelievable what this government did. And it's a 4-DVD set, and I've reviewed it and again this week to just make sure I'm trying to get my facts correct. I cannot watch but one of those a night. I get so upset and so angry that I don't have that much blood pressure medicine in the cabinet in the bathroom to watch more than one a night. So
yeah, right.
It's just so infuriating.
Yeah, the sad thing is it's still going on. We're still
subservient to this
country, this little tiny country of Israel that pushes our politicians around, that steals our technology. For some reason, we just can't get out of their shadow, and it's been set up that way for a long time.
Absolutely, and the infuriating thing is, we send them billions of dollars in our tax money that they turn around then and use to buy off our members of the House and the Senate and our political leaders. So we, as taxpayers, are having to pay for our congressmen and our political leaders to be bought off and have them, the chosen people, with their hands around their neck, choking them to death and threatening them if they don't do their bidding. And it's our tax money that's paying for that. And if you refuse to pay your taxes, then you go to jail.
You'll see in part 4 that Joe Biden, he makes a little cameo. Trump makes a cameo. Biden on the House floor says, if there wasn't in Israel, we'd have to defend Israel. That's what we're talking about here. Trump is no different. He had Sheldon Adelson paying his way to Tel Aviv, and he was giving the Golan Heights, and they made it Trump Heights. So they're going to play both sides. I've been to AIPAC. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. Both sides of the aisle come together for the benefit of another country in the U.S. So every year in D.C., both sides come together to benefit another foreign country. That's the truth.
You know, another thing, Matt, with every president that comes in to office, and I know especially with the baby boy Bush, they bring in that, what, Saban Lubavitch? I mean, like about 20 of those rabbis. And you're talking about somebody who hates Christians. People talk about, the Muslims hate Christians. You have no idea how much hatred these Orthodox Jews have for Christians, and they fill the White House with them, and they dictate to the presidents. But I was getting off base there. I was going to ask Phil, go back and retreat just a second, and ask Phil. Now, Phil, when Admiral Kidd came in, Matt said you were the one he primarily dressed down. Now, and he took his, if I'm not mistaken, he took his stars off. I think he was a 3-star. And he talked to you like a kind of like a father figure. Was he trying to get enough information to set you up to use against you? My second part of that question is, Admiral Martin, I was under the understanding, was his flagship was the United States ship Little Rock, a light cruiser. Did he know what was going on? Was he in on the cover up, Admiral Martin, or was it just primarily this Admiral Kidd? And go ahead, Phil.
Well. My opinion is this. The Navy did abandon us, yes, but that was by the higher-ups. And like Ward Boston said, he was the JAG. When you get an order, you get an order. And, yeah, of course they covered it up. I used to call Admiral Kidd every Christmas and ask him if he had fessed up. And he never would, but we were friends. You know, he just... you know, it's just the way it was. But I don't blame the Navy. I just like, you know, David Lewis said on there, there's a very few that betrayed us, but they've betrayed us. But the most serious part, they've been doing it for so many years, it's just normal procedure. And we can't allow that. I mean, listen, sacrificing liberty. I've done so many things trying to get this out. It's Bob. Listen, Bob was, I wish I had got to know him when he was a CT. He's a good dude. Sacrificing liberty outweighs a lot of things. The library and everything else. That's why I'm donating a lot of things to Matt. True news that it can be seen, not lost. Or nobody knows what it's about.
Bob, do you have anything to add to that, sir?
I would just agree 100% with Phil that the closure that we never received for our shipmates is actually happening now in this film, and it really is close to my heart because those the shipmates that were killed were buried on Samara. I mean, as far as their shipmates were concerned, we were never permitted to attend any kind of service for them. We were just shipped off, told to keep our mouth shut. I was sent to Germany for 2.5 years after that, and it was as if, and when I got to Germany, it was the same thing. Shut up. Don't talk about it. Even when I got my Purple Heart in a private ceremony in the captain's office with about seven other Liberty sailors in a private ceremony. Here, kid, go away.
Yeah, the Congressional Medal of Honor given to Captain McGonagall was done on a Navy shipyard. It's never
in
been
the
done in history.
Navy yard, that's correct.
It's
by some
never been done.
Secretary.
And the president, Matt, if am I wrong, in all other cases in history, did not the president come and present the Congressional Medal of Honor? But is that true?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, this is just another thing of the cover-ups were even involved in the ceremonies of the medals themselves. That's how hush-hush this was. I remember after we wrapped up filming on our second day, we went out to eat. And I saw a man that was walking by, and he was a Navy lifer, had his hat on. I went over to talk to him and said, "Hey, I got a treat for you. I got the guys from the USS Liberty over here. I think you might want to meet them." He didn't even know what the Liberty was, and he was a lifelong Navy. Can you believe that?
Yes,
it was a thorough cover of every branch of government and the media. They had hands off on that. Sorry, I got cut off. I think APAC.
No, you go ahead, Gene. I'm sorry.
Their phone line or something. Anyway. it was a complete cover up in the media, and they deny it today. Even today, they say nothing happened. That it was an accident, and all the things that y'all have told us about the continuing attacks and how long it lasted and what happened to you. DVD there on Sacrificing Liberty, they just run down the list of all of Johnston and his cronies and how many of them were paid off and threatened and supported it. They didn't even have to pay him off. Some of his advisors were the ones that ran on this plot from the get-go.
I think this was the press, because our government, the president, this was one of the Liberty leaders. There's no question. It was a big cover-up.
So recall came from...
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The situation at the border is expected to get even worse, according to Republican lawmakers. A group of them visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. They claim that migrant detention facilities are now overflowing and no precautions are being taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun on Fox said border officials are predicting that even more migrants will cross the border in the future.
February was about 100,000. It's going to hit about 140,000 in March. This is along the whole sector of the southern border. Texas has got four or five separate sections themselves. And quarter million is what the Border Patrol said they're bracing for.
Democrats say the crisis was caused by the previous administration as they prevented illegals from crossing the border. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, dear family, I love you guys out there so much. I really do. We're going back to our show tonight. We have, once again, I can't say these names enough, Mr. Bob Scarborough, veteran, survivor, United States Ship Liberty attack, 1967. Another sailor, Phil Torney. Can't say these names enough. Survivors, just great, wonderful sailors. I think Phil was only 18. I don't know how old Bob was when he went in, but they served their country to the best ability in their country. They've just totally turned their back on them. You know, it's just almost too much to cope with sometimes. Gene said he couldn't watch the movie, but just like had to take it in segments. I had trouble sleeping a few times. I had to get off of it for a while. That and other movies I've been watching about the bombing of Dresden. It's just, let me tell you, before we go back to our guys, to show you how much power that these international Jew bankers have, the congressmen, the Israelis, et cetera. We had a congressman on. I was watching, his name was Gus Savage, I believe, and he was giving a talk before the Congress about how much power this foreign country has. Gene referenced the foreign aid alone, the bits in the billions, over since 1949, when 48, when Israel came into being, it's probably in the trillions. But Gus Savage, so spooky, he's sitting there in the House, on the House floor, giving his talk about this, and the camera span, he was in there all by himself. Not one other sitting congressman had the courage, had the integrity to sit there and listen because they're so afraid and so kowtowed by this little sandbox over in the Mideast that's controlling the United States of America. And people have heard me say this a million times before. Go back to our audience. All you have to do to find out why is you go to my good old King James Bible, turn it over to St. John, chapter 8, verse 44. And that'll tell you exactly who is running this country and who they work for. Anyway, Gene, you were talking before we went to the break, so go ahead and finish coordinate this with the sailors. And, as of course, Matt, you jump in too. I'm really enjoying this roundtable tonight. You guys are doing a great job of not talking over each other. So go back to you now, Gene.
I'm just going to say one or two quick things, and then I'm going to turn it over to Matt and Bob and Phil and let them wrap it up because these are the people that our audience needs to hear. I had a very low opinion of Lion Lyndon Johnson before I started watching this and getting all the information on the Liberty, and it's gone down even lower. The first low opinion I had of him when he was running for president against Barry Goldwater, and he said, "Wow, if you vote for that feller Goldwater, he'll get us in a war in Vietnam." And I couldn't vote then. I was only 18. So my dad said, "You know, Lion Lyndon wasn't lying after all. I voted for Goldwater, and damn if we didn't get in the war in Vietnam." So that's the type of person that's been covering all this up. I got sent over there. I couldn't vote, but I sure got sent over there. So I'm going to let y'all finish wrapping this up about what the Navy, Department of the Navy did to you, McCain Sr., the brass in the Navy, the news media, and Matt, if you want to start it off, and Bob or Phil, if y'all will come on in there and tell what happened to you. And I know you've probably been threatened just by talking about it, you know, within the last 5 or 10 years. So please tell us what has what y'all have gone through, and I'll back out and turn the rest of the program over to y'all. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gene. I can have a quick comment to Phil because he jogged my memory. Phil, we're talking about Vietnam, and me and Phil were talking about the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, that false flag over there. It just so happened, Phil, tell them about how you were connected to that ship that brought on the Gulf of Tonkin situation.
I got out of the Navy. I couldn't stand it anymore that everything has happened. But anyway, I was kind of broke, couldn't find a job. And I said, I guess I'll go back in the Navy. And I got aboard the USS Mattox, DV2, DV733. And those guys,
Gulf of Tonkin.
There was 10 or 15 guys still aboard there that were, when that Gulf was supposed to happen, they said that was all BS. That's what was BS. And I told them about the Liberty, and they said, "Yeah, I can believe that." And I couldn't figure that one out, but they believed it.
Absolutely. Do you have anything to add to that, Bob?
Think I told you about my experience when I got to Germany, and it was actually worse than I thought because I had my dungaree jacket on, which are basic in those days casual uniform, and I had my ship's patches on there, and I was ordered immediately to remove the ship's patches, and that I wasn't to discuss it with anyone. And that was in Bremerhaven, Germany.
And you were one of the few sailors there, weren't you?
As I understand it, they split up the crew of the Liberty and sent you to duty stations all over the world. So you couldn't be together and say, "Well, this is what I saw, and this is what I saw, and what happened to you, and what happened to you." Y'all were deliberately split up and sent to different duty assignments all over the world, were you not?
That's correct. There were, particularly the CTs, there was only certain places where they could, where you can send CTs. So there were 7 or 8 of us that ended up ultimately in Bremerhaven. As shipmates, we hung out together a little bit, but for the most part, we just kept to ourselves and avoided issues. And as I said, we got our medals in a private ceremony in the captain's office, and I actually had a picture that I was supposed to send Matt, and I don't think I did, Matt. I apologize for that.
Hey, Bob, if you will, just quickly explain to the audience, what is a CT?
You're a cryptologist. There were different branches. There were eye branchers that were interpreters who listened to vocal communications. I was a radioman, and I listened to Morse code, and from whether it be Russians or Chinese or whatever we could pick up, and that's what I did, and ended up, because my ears were no longer so good after a torpedo explosion, I ended up in processing and analysis. Well, I can't believe you let a torpedo went off. Pardon me?
I said, I can't believe you let something like a little torpedo interfere with your hearing ability.
Well,
you know, torpedo blowing up in your ears.
They said stand by for torpedo attack starboard side, but they didn't say put your fingers in your ears. I didn't.
Well, you know what? I could understand a Marine not doing that, but I thought sailors had more sense. I mean, excuse me. I'm sorry, Gene. I didn't mean to say that.
We didn't go over that in boot camp. They didn't have torpedo attacks in boot camp. I'm sorry.
Not once.
No.
Well, I got a question from Matt. Well, go ahead, guys. I got a quick question from Matt. Matt, you know, we've been told that the United States Ship Liberty was one of the most high-tech pieces of hardware on the face of the earth at that time. Why did they send the Liberty there? Why didn't they just send some old rusted-out scow, an old fuel tanker or something, to have it blown up? Why did they have to send the most high-tech ship in the world there to get blown up? Do you know anything about that, Matt? I know you've done a lot of research there.
Well, the reason for the ship being there, as was told in the official story, was to have them as a communications ship with anybody from any embassy that needed to come out and get rescued. I mean, that's just completely nonsense, because they were sent there until June 2nd, it was, I believe, and the ship was given details to go to the Mediterranean well before the war even started. So that just, the hands were played right there, and you can tell that this was premeditated, because they sent them into a war that hadn't happened yet. So I uncovered a news clip from a man from CBS who interviewed, I guess he was the PR guy from the Navy, who was given some stuff, the news, some sound bites in Malta when the ship was being repaired. And the official story that guy said is there for communications for people to get out of the embassies that needed to be rescued. Well, we know that's a lie, because the war hadn't even started by the time they were told to hightail it from the other side of Africa into the Med. And another thing, they had never even been in those waters before. So the way we look at it, Operation Cyanide was there to listen on to possible nuclear attack. They could listen to the wires that were on a special underground cable system. And they were there because the USS Liberty would have been good in the newspaper, because it would have been a fight for the Liberty.
Hold that thought, Matt. We got to go quick break. Be right back.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Well, Blood River Radio family, sadly, this is going to be the last segment of this two-hour show, but we're bringing this to the guys. This is going to be a two-part series, and if the guys are willing to come back, the April the 10th, the week after my birthday, we're going to be bringing the guys back. Next week, April the 3rd, we're bringing Monica Schaefer on, Fred Leutcher, and Jürgen Neumann will be back on to do their roundtable to finish up their second series. You've all know them, but it is, so if you will, give the guys a break. That'll be hopefully April 10th. I'll get back with the guys, and hopefully that will fit into their schedule. But anyway, before we went to the break, Matt Scow of True News was talking. And Matt, before we go back, before you finish your thought, please tell the audience one more time how they can order that movie, Sacrificing Liberty, and any other thing you'd like to tell us about.
It's sacrificingliberty.com. It's really easy. You can order the DVD. You can stream it tonight. You can rent it for 7 days. You can buy it and watch it over and over, streaming over your web service. So you can sacrificeliberty.com, order the 4-part DVD, or stream it tonight. Then you watch it. Look, a lot of people say they'll watch it over a weekend and wind up spending 4 hours just watching the whole thing because it is gripping. And I'm saying it not just because I made it. It's one of the most fascinating stories and one of the most stories that have been hidden from us in the world. I spoke to some Egyptian people in Egypt who are interested in buying the film, and because imagine for them, they were so close to being nuked. Cairo was on the crosshairs, and a nuclear bomb was on the way to be dropped on the Cairo, but because God intervened and split that torpedo in two before it hit the before it went inside the Liberty. We're here to, tell the story. We're so close from complete world annihilation.
You know, it's just beyond my comprehension how anyone could be so incredibly evil and uncaring as to completely destroy, you know, a small town, a village, but let alone a city the size of Cairo, just to incinerate just innocent people. They're just trying to live, just trying to be alive. You know, I just cannot fathom but that's the enemy we fight.
This is the reason why Cairo, we had Nasser and the stop of communism, but the Israelis were playing the U.S. They want greater Israel. That's their whole point. It's why we fight wars today. It's why we go into Iraq. It's why we've blown up Syria. They want greater Israel. And that's just the fact. And once we realize that they're not our allies, and they are they're in for it for themselves. It doesn't matter which side they choose; they'll play either side. You're talking about LBJ. LBJ ran an Operation Texas in 1938, where he brought in European Jews to flee the war. But what he did is opened the gates of Galveston, and they're all constituencies for him, and helped push him to become the senator. That's the true LBJ. And then he winded up being president, and we all know how he got to that position.
Absolutely. It's like I say, it's just the evil. It's just incomprehensible to me. I don't get that. But you know, Matt, do you have any questions, or you'd like to have any special comments you'd like to make to Bob and or Phil?
Well, I think I've asked those guys about everything I could ask. those guys have become family with me, and you know, I've done so many different films and projects, but nothing as personal as this, because I was talking to bona fide heroes and great men, and just think of how close they were to being killed and sacrificed for the plans of another country and for a wicked man like LBJ. And I'm so proud and privileged to call them my friends.
Well, you know, I have a comment also. You know, here's the strange thing about the way it turned out, the way the Liberty turned out. You know, Israel is blackmailing the United States politicians, the way I look at it. They're blackmailing our congressmen and senators. They were involved in that. They have. And now they're keeping them. Israel, they don't give a care. They don't care if they're found out. I don't think they care one whit if the American people find out about it, because the American, so many of our people, I've got to get off this rant in a fast second. So many of our politicians are just so petrified of the Israeli lobby. And you know, if you go into this, what used to be the church, the Christian church in the United States, it's just turned into, I think, the whore of Babylon. And so many of my friends, I used to be, you know, a Southern Baptist. But the Baptists, the United Methodists, you name it, they worship Israel and they worship Jews. I mean, they're not Christian anymore. But another thing I was going to say, and I was going to ask this question to Bob, and then if he doesn't know the answer, I'll ask Phil. Now, I've been told that United States Ship Liberty veterans are banned forever from being in the American Legion. Do you know anything about that, Bob?
I do. Actually, I'm not individually banned from joining the American Legion. However, what they have done is those that run the American Legion have banned us from having a booth at their national convention. They would take my money and I could join the American Legion if I had a desire to, but because of their attitude toward us and the national leadership, I would not join. There's nothing wrong with the American Legion overall, except for their national leadership does not want the Liberty veterans represented at their national convention.
I would love to contact them.
You know what I mean?
That's the first thing, by the way.
Bob, it all comes back to who's got the power. And I don't think the power structure is going to change, shipmate.
I agree. You're right, Phil.
We have a guy.
Bob, did they? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
His name is Mo Schaefer. He was a CT with Bob.
He and I are very close.
Yeah, he's your good friend and a great guy, Mo Schaefer. He has a senator that's part of his country club, and he's told him about this, and he goes, Bob, he is like, Mo, I can't do anything about it. My hands are tied. He's friends with the guy, and he can't do it.
You owe us a round of golf, as I recall, too, Matt. I just wanted to throw that in.
What's that? What'd you say?
I said you owe us a round. Mo and I round of golf. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, yes, anytime. Maybe in Pensacola we'll knock that out.
Well, you know, personally, you know, I don't care if he's a senator, who he is, but if he tells me his hands are tied, I would say, well, you know, his hands are tied by his own lack of courage, you know, his own. I mean, I couldn't forgive some guy like that unless he repented to the serviceman, repented to his country. I don't get it. Phil, have you ever had any dealings? Phil or Bob, have either one of you guys ever gone to the head honchos of the American Legion and asked them to explain why you cannot have a booth there? I would ask them, is it because you're totally gutless? You can't stand up for your fellow servicemen? I would have to ask them that. I know y'all probably hadn't done it, but have you gentlemen, you you wonderful sailors, have you ever confronted the people, the leaders of the American Legion with that question?
I think we all have. I think we've all tried that, Eddie. The thing of it is, it's just that it's a very mute, disgusting answer, and it's all the same from all of them. And, either you're anti-Semitic or you'll get something back from the Congress. And I'm not just talking about the American Legion, VFW, or whatever. There was a good article by the VFW at one point. But the point being is that this is the hottest potato in town and nobody wants to touch it. And, you know, listen, we're dead and gone. Who's going to keep the story going? I know Matt will. I know Rick will. I know Ed will. I know you guys will. And by the way, I've been on a lot of different shows, and every one of them that I've been on, they called anti-Semitic. So I really don't give a damn.
I consider it a badge of honor.
I think that's what's important, that we did this film, that this film is so important, this four-part docuseries that is told by the survivors. I think that's what's going to live on forever. We're going to be silenced. We'll be cut off. We'll be dead. But one thing that lives forever is like a book or Phil's written two books and the film. The film is a four-part series that will live on for history. And if we want to see change, then we have to spread the word. You have to show this to your family, your friends, someone you care about. And this really exposes the deep underbelly of the society we live in right now. The once United States of America has been taken over, and we are living in the aftermath of the takeover.
Yes, and I will double down, too. If people call me anti-Semitic, I'll say, oh, I'm so glad you noticed, because you know what? If you're anti-Satan, you have to be anti-Semitic. And I'll say this, but people tell me, everybody knows a good Jew. Well, we have a good, so it's just the bad Jews. Well, I'll challenge the Jews out there, if there are any Christian brothers, come forth and call your other fellow Jewish brothers that are on the carpet and tell them, why have you bombed your brothers on the United States ship of Liberty? Why have you completely taken over the United States of America? Why have you gotten in every single war since over 100 years? That's what I'm getting kind of wound. I got to shut up because I don't want to hog the show. But Bob, we're
the
about to run out of time.
The word anti-Semitic is made up. Look, Eddie, that word anti-Semitic is made up. It's made up to put aspersions on people so that it shuts off the narrative and they can control it. That is a made-up word. There's no such thing. Being Semitic is a language. It's not a race. And that's just a fact. So there's no such thing as anti-Semitic. There's only people that hate. And they use words to make you be hated on. And that's the fact.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Matt and Bob and Phil. We're running out of time now, and hopefully y'all guys can come back on April the 10th. I'm so excited if you can. I'll get back with you guys very soon.
Okay,
thank you,
people,
so much. Good night, everybody.
A million questions. Every hole that tore my soul that day, I still carry them with me. A sheer determination and God's grace, I remain beneath it. Eyes with the pilot.